As a matter of fact, auscultation means listening to sound phenomena connected with the activities of internals. Auscultation is used for the diagnostics of the derangements of the activities of internals. In tissues, the act of breathing causes vibrations reaching the surface of the human body. Usually these vibrations are not audible at a distance, but they can be audible provided the ear is placed against a patient's body, in the case immediate auscultation, or on condition that special devices of various construction named stethoscopes are used in case of immediate auscultation. It was R.T.H. Laennec who described the methods of auscultation in 1816. Later, he introduced auscultation into clinical practice in 1819. He also invented the stethoscope. R.T.H. Laennec substantiated the clinical value of auscultation on the basis of comparing the data obtained by auscultation with the data obtained by postmortem examinations. He described nearly all auscultatory symptoms. He also gave them the names which are used in medicine even to the present day. For example, dry Rawls, bubbling Rawls, vesicular respiration, bronchial respiration, crepitation, pleural rub, etc. Since then, auscultation has been an obligatory method in the diagnostic of lung diseases and heart diseases. Methods of auscultation have been practiced in Russia since 1824. Step by step, the stethoscope was improved by P.A. Peori, F.G. Yanofsky, and other scientists. One of the inventors of binaural stethoscope was a Russian pediatrician, N.F. Filatov. Later, stethoendoscopes were invented. They are binaural acoustic devices supplied with flexible sound conductors, which are simple and practical in auscultating patients, especially bed patients and unconscious state patients. Stethoendoscopes for the auscultation of adults and stethoendoscopes for the auscultation of children, or pediatric stethoendoscopes, differ from each other. Pediatric stethoendoscopes have specific acoustic properties that are supplied with a head of a smaller diameter than the usual stethoendoscopes, which are used for the auscultation of adults. There are also electronic stethoscopes, which are not so widely used as they do not have any noticeable advantages in comparison with ordinary stethoscopes and are difficult to manage too. You can auscultate your patient under examination in any appropriate position. Nevertheless, a sitting position of a patient with his or her hands on the lap is the best. Such position provokes the maximum relaxation of respiratory muscles. It is possible to auscultate your patient in a standing position, but you have to remember that hyperventilation and hypocapnia develop more often in orthostatus. This situation can cause vertigo and even faints owing to the oppression of the respiratory center, Leonardo da Vinci phenomenon, also known as a component of DaCosta syndrome. If you want the stethoscope to be pressed to the skin closer, you should support your patient on the opposite side with the free hand. At auscultation, the duration and the force of the souffle, both at inspiration and at exhalation, are estimated, and then comparative auscultation, comparative percussion analog, is carried out in the similar points of the opposite part.